It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And this morning we are sitting at the Arizona State Fairground for the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show. If you're in the Maricopa, the town of Maricopa is not in Maricopa, correct? It's down in the
Pinal County.
Yeah. So, Maricopa, Pinal area, this is a great opportunity to come. We'll peruse to a huge variety of exhibitors as it relates to the home improvement and landscape industry, as well as just living stuff, a lot of cookware, a lot of knives. The Cutco guys are always here. But about a month from now, on the October 18th, we'll be at the Saba Home Show for everyone in the Tucson and Green Valley area. It doesn't matter where you are in the great state of Arizona, Rosie on the House will be there for all your home improvement needs. And you can reach us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Stephanie, welcome to the program. Tell us about your sisu tree.
They are a nightmare. We had a giant one in our backyard that was removed, and they even put the stump remover on there, ground it down, and we must have 100 little sisus growing throughout our lawn. And they have giant, long, thin roots with like fingers on the ends of them that just spread and spread. Any idea on how to get rid of that?
And it's in a lawn?
Yeah.
In grass?
Correct.
Well, pulling them would be the safest thing to do. As you see them come up, just grab them, and they actually pull up pretty easily if the soil is somewhat moist.
Sure. We've done that several times. They just keep coming.
No, it's just going to be a process until you get kind of all of it pulled up, and there's not enough of the main plants not left. The root system eventually will deteriorate and die because the mother plant or the tree has been ground down, and but you got all those little roots that are going to regenerate growth out there. Now you could be very careful and take glyphosate, which is the active ingredient that's in Roundup. We sell a product made by High Yield that's called Kills-All. It's a little stronger than Roundup, and if you take it undiluted. Okay, and you'll need to take either a paintbrush, or you don't want to spray this on your lawn because it'll kill your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
But something that you can wipe, a sponge, a paintbrush, whatever, and just go around and wipe all of those shoots individually. Mm-hmm. That will work as well.
While they're green?
Yeah, the younger and more tender and fresh they are, the better you'll find them, and the easier you will find it to kill them.
Last week in Prescott for the Arizona Community Tree Council's annual conference, they were talking about the sisu and how a lot of times when you cut it down and trim it like this, it only encourages those shoots to grow faster because now they don't have to feed the whole main trunk. They can just feed the shoots.
It will for a while, until,
You just got to stay on it.
Yeah, and you can't get rid of them, but it will stay on it. That being said, sisus have gotten, obviously the deserved reputation for doing that. Places that don't have the water available, like if you've got them in a desert area or a granite area where there's no lawn or watering, they're not so bad at doing this. In fact, they may not do it at all. But if they're in a lawn area
where water's everywhere, the shoots go everywhere.
They're a fast-growing tree, and they love to... There's other trees that do this as well. They just seem to be more masterful at it.
Well, let's bring Leonard into the conversation next online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Leonard, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got a question. I want to put in an artificial turf lawn, but the big thing is I'd like to put in automatic sprinklers so periodically they come on, so people driving by, even me when I get home, think, oh, I'm gonna have to mow my lawn soon because it's gonna start growing. Is there any side
I think we got a gentleman here that can help answer that. Mark from Easy Turf.
Yes, Leonard, is it a brand new installation to where it's basically an empty yard, or is it something that will replace existing grass?
I haven't had much grass out there. It's been dirt and weeds.
Because there's definitely a couple options. Yeah, there's definitely a couple options we can run with. Now, typically, when we replace existing lawns, we always encourage people to cap off the irrigation system, which is what we do when we come on site, because you really don't want water running underneath the turf, because if you ever get a leak, it could take you a long time to figure out that there's a leak under your turf while you're paying the water bill monthly. And we've had customers who left the system in place, and when a leak occurred, it did affect their water bill drastically. That way you don't have to worry about leaks, you don't have to worry about water bill. We also like to leave the system in place with no water in it in case you ever need it in the future. However, we've also done installations.
We'll pick up right there after this.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.